Hello, and a really warm welcome to the 11th edition of Alchemy Film and Moving Image Festival. My name is Alex Wathney, and I am part of the curation team here at Alchemy. You are listening to Sit Down, our ongoing artist interviews project. In this conversation, curator, archivist, and researcher Almudena Escobar Lopez speaks with video maker and visual artist Belit Zarg.
Hi, hello everybody. Thank you for listening. My name is Almudena Escobar, and I am a curator and a researcher based in Rochester, New York. I have been told that I am on the ancestral home of the Seneca people, known as the Great Hill People, and keepers of the Western Door of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy. I also read that what happens to people and what happens to the land is the same thing. Please take a moment to consider the many legacies of violence, displacement, genocide, and migration that bring us together here.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for being here. I'm Belit Zarg. Thanks, Almudena, for being here with me in this conversation.
Thank you, Belit. It's been a while that we know each other, so I'm very pleased to be here today presenting this program, Imperceptible Images, that we put together for the Alchemy Film and Video Festival. I thought it would be good to start from the beginning and maybe talk a little bit about your early work as a video activist and as a member of Videa, Cara Haber, and BACMA. Can you talk a little bit about those days? Because there is at least one film in the program that is from those days. So I thought it would be a good way to start thinking about your practice as a continuum, like where you come from, where you are now, and maybe where you're going into the future, and also because it's perhaps some of the work that is less known. It's also collaborative work. It's not just you. So maybe it's interesting to start there.
Yeah, it's good to revisit the early work, especially now that my work is taking a new phase, going into a new phase. Through our conversations, Almu, I'm also realizing the continuity of it more and more. We have one work from the Times of Video Activists collective I was part of. The work is called 27, 28, 29, June 2004, NATO Istanbul. These are the dates of NATO summit in Istanbul. And it's a collaborative work, which is quite important because it also shows the nature of the types of works and the work process. A little bit, and also the collaboration was not like my name is not there. It was made by several people. It was filmed by several people and edited by several people, and I was involved in filming and editing. These practices date back to 2000, early 2000, late 1990s, and it's basically a group of people coming together, learning to do filming and editing without any kind of formal education, but learning from each other and learning by practice, and also making this making a point out of teaching these skills so that they do pass on. And it's a lot about collectivity and collective production, and what does this collectivity mean? And later on, these practices also developed into archiving practices like BACMA, which several people from different collectives have been involved, and also several collectives have their own archives in BACMA, which is the BAK.MA, online digital archive of social movements in Turkey. So it basically brings together video activist work and different footages from different social movements in Turkey. And it's the initial starting point was Gezi uprising. It started with a call for people to bring their own material from Gezi uprising while it was happening in the early days. The whole practice is quite a lot about being on the street, being in the demonstrations, being not only demonstrations, but also following up issues that kind of making things more visible, making people more visible, and also making struggles that are not so visible to make them more visible. So it was a lot coming from activist background and being in the action, in the spaces physically, and you're an activist foremost, and you have a video camera, and the video camera is kind of part of your body. It kind of comes, it's an extension of your body almost. So I guess these are kind of the main points of that practice, but we might go back to it later on.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad that you wrote two things that I'm interested on that I think we can follow up with. The first one is the question of the archives, right? Because BACMA, technically it is an archive, correct? And you seem to have an ongoing relationship with archives, not just archives in the traditional sense of the word, but also sensible archives, also newspapers, also news. And you have a research process to put together these materials. So I'm curious to see how this tension between this personal recollections, your own personal experience, or whoever is involved in the work that you're treating or looking at, and this idea of the collective memory that is more government tailored, or it has a particular ideology in mind. So it seems that you're blending all these different archives and almost generating, putting them at the same level, which I think it is interesting also thinking about your activist practice, where it's people who are learning the process of filming and editing, and then they become, those images become the information, right? So it's like creating this this different information from the information that is being shown in the news, right? So it's leveling up all these different things, personal experiences with what it really is happening that is being separated and recontextualized within the national news, for instance. So this kind of plain hierarchy level that you kind of put down in the same level. So I'm curious if you can talk a little bit more about this question of the research, this question of the archive and the personal and the collective.
Yeah, this is really a good question for me to really expand on the archive, but also how I work. Thank you. For me, what I'm doing is really trying to make sense of context, different contexts, and the role of images. And I think for me, what was really important point is that I moved from Turkey to the Netherlands, and then my practice completely changed. It became from a practice which we just talked about, because I came to a context that the video activism cannot be practiced in the way that I practiced it. We practiced it. Then what I do started shifting. And then in that shift, there's both the making process changes, and also my issues started changing. And they're extremely informed by the video activist practice. I'm still dealing with images, but this time I'm trying to make sense of what images do we get exposed to. In what order do we get exposed to those images? How do images create and also relate to information that an audience receives? And I'm also interested in archives archives could take so many different forms. I do engage a lot with institutional archives. And I, at the same time, always bring the institutional archive that could include the archive of the institution, but as well as personal stories and personal archives. And I always try to bring the personal and institutional, the larger narrative and the most the more personal and major and minor, I guess we could say for now. So to grasp and engage with the larger political narratives on a personal level. So I would like my works to be accessible in that sense. They're really unpacking, but not only unpacking the larger political social narratives, not only unpacking, it's engaging with those narratives. I am someone who also is, my position is also someone who is exposed to these images. For me, it's really important to approach them from a personal level. And that kind of opens the way for the person who watches the videos that I make to be able to have that opening to engage. For me, that's really important. And for that to happen, I really try to put all these information and archives, everything that comes from these archives, the images that I collect online, that they're on the table next to each other, and how do they relate? And then also what I mentioned before, the engagement of the person who's watching the video or looking at the archive. The video's role is to open those ways and open those spaces, that kind of creating those spaces for engagement, opening ways of thinking and giving the tools to think about possibilities of engagement.
Mm.
Active participation is needed.
Mm-hmm.
At least the works ask for it.
That's a great way of putting it. In fact, that was my next question, is to think about the kind of spaces that you propose with your films, right? And the tools that you use to create those spaces, right? And also thinking about this distinction between vision, which is the capacity, the physical capacity of seeing, and visuality, which it is the social fact and the way we watch and how. And this is something that Farrokhi, this is the reason why we reference him and in the text that accompany, like that we wrote for the program. Farrokhi addresses this in Images of the World and the Construction of the War, and kind of like making this back and forth between, yes, the act of seeing, but you only see things if you're trained to see them in a certain way. And that's kind of what he's, this film is putting into practice, these questions and looking at ideology and how it is embedded on images, right? So I'm not saying that you're doing exactly the same, but it's definitely part of this continuum that are looking at this, how to create those spaces of political imaginary or political even dreaming, right? Or just the possibility of thinking about the images differently and retraining the eye and really looking at that visuality as a social fact, right? So I'm interested in this intimate relationship that you create with the images. You earlier said, when you were talking, it's interesting to hear you talk, for instance, about your practice when you were part of BDEA, and you were talking about the camera as an extension of the body, right? So I think, for instance, what you've been doing with other films, such as Time to Love, where you're actually physically touching the screen of this projection, right, of this film. And then, for instance, in I, Han, and Me, you're squishing the image of I Han, right, and really feeling it. Like, the image is actually, it kind of becomes an autonomous entity, that it has a living condition, right? In other occasions, the image, you with your voice, breathe on the image, right? The image comes and goes, and we can really see it come to life. So these are tools that I think these are tools in your practice that really make the image become part of the viewing experience and bring the viewer there to that space, even if they didn't participate in this moments or in these actions or in these stories that you're sharing, right? So I'm interested in this intimate relationship with the images and the shared view in a space of possibility that they generate. So I think this creates a space of political possibility where viewers have their own space for reflection. And I really would like to talk more about that, because for what I heard outside this context, you're even moving more forward on this and thinking really about embodiment. So I wonder if you can talk a little bit about the tools that you use to create these spaces of cohabitation or share viewing, and also maybe the politics of it, right? So if you can talk about these things.
The works that you mentioned are all in the program, Sev Meks Zamanla Time to Love and mm-hmm. I, Han, and Me. They're both in the program. Also What Remains, which the breeding, which comes out in several works. Like the engagement that I have talked about in the previous question comes back here again. Your question of I, Han, and Me, your example of I, Han, and Me, the whole holding of I, Han's image, touching it, crumbling it. This image engages with me and I'm engaging back. I take almost the materiality of the image in a literal sense in these works. There is the breathing. My body is constantly involved and constantly doing things and constantly either breathing, it goes, those words go through my body, and also the breathing is also part of the work in What Remains, and also in if you say it 40 times, which is the last work in the program. And also in Sevmek Zamanı, as you said, like Pantulao, the images are projected on my body. Also, we are two people on that, on those images. And there's the mimicking, there is the kind of reenactment of what's going on in these images. What do people in those images do to kind of almost be part of the image, but also the recognition of the image is being part of that engagement, if we bring back the word. And creation of this possibility, I think that it starts with the earlier works of being in the active space, being in actions, demonstrations, physically with my body, and then through that moving to the second phase. And we have talked about this, Almudena, like moving to the second phase and the phase of more contemplative works that they do deal with image politics, how images are made, the politics of making images, but also how we're exposed to those images. And in those second phase, then this creation of the space, political space, happens through these physical interventions almost. So in that sense, it's a continuation through these physical interventions. As you said, this political space, I'm trying to open, the works are trying to open this political space and possibility to be able to talk about images and collective memory, the role of the archives and the hierarchy of knowledge by putting them all on the same level and not even referencing, you know. I mean, you can find the references in the credits, but you're not going to find a reference inside the work itself. What do these words say without their references? What happens if this code is used in this context with these relationships? So there's that kind of consideration. Since Corona, I guess so many people's works have been changing and my works are also changing. I've been thinking about what I've been doing in this phase of more contemplative and physical interaction with the image itself. And now I'm preparing workshops which include somatic exercises on the topics that I have been already working on, but also using collective knowledge production techniques and tools that workshop format uses. And these are in development, and I'm interested in how to be present in the space and deal with these issues through these prisms and through these relationships that we create in that space, in that workshop at that moment. And in that sense, it like kind of makes sense and connects to each other, what the different works do. And in this new phase, it's more creation of spaces, and then we will see how, like, the moving image and how the, like, the videos will be produced through those experiences.
It is interesting too that you're talking about workshops, and I have several thoughts in here, right? Like, there is, on the one hand, how they are a space for political imaginary and thinking. But also the workshop allows for failure and allows for trial and error and allows for a much more collaborative process with the viewer or the participant. So to me, it's almost like a circle. You're starting with this collaborative practices of more activists. It can be called, quote unquote, activist filmmaking, and then moving towards a reflection period where you're actually putting yourself in the work and letting that image, because there's also a lot of, this is conversations to have another time, because we're just kind of putting some suggestions in here. But you did mention this before earlier about the displacement, right? The fact that you are not in Turkey and you're dealing with the situation in Turkey. So in the way you're dealing with it is through images, correct? But also there's another element here, which is the actual cinema tools, right? We have in the program as well, my camera seems to recognize people, which is the camera itself. So it's also questioning even the tools of the image making, which you are using in a way in your films, to see how is this camera looking at people. And then also it happens even with digital artifacts that you include in the film, right? Like talking about the deterioration of the image and what happens with time. So it's engaging with all these institutional tools of the archive, of the image making, and just really going to back to the architecture of cinema and the architecture of the image, because you are not present on these spaces anymore. So of course you're going to look and it seems that you're questioning the way the things that you're receiving and the way you're receiving this information on the first place. So it has to do also with your personal displacement, to me. So I think you are starting to question the tools that make those particular stories that are arriving to you, right? And how, and then it comes to larger questions. You're not only focusing on Turkey, you're in disruption, for instance, which is your personal dealing with that, how you're dealing with that particular situation when you're not there. But you're also dealing with other questions, other social questions that like the NSU situation and looking at Turkish immigrants and this really, these crimes that weren't recognized by the government in the way they should be recognized. So you're really looking at the tools of the making. And now it seems that you're going back to this question of like, hold on a second here, I can actually involve even more the people and just make them part of the discussion with me and also allow for people to grow and learn on this process and like really not only learn about the tools but of the image making, but also the different institutional constructions around it, like how ideology is embedded on them, and not only that, but also allowing them to, you know, you break again the hierarchy, but in this case the hierarchy between the filmmaker and the viewer. You know, it's not even, not anymore there is a screen and you, it's just you are in the same space literally, and the images are going to be made in the same space literally. So I think it's a very especially with Corona, it's a very important thing to start to think more about it, like our mediation of images and how everything is mediated, especially now that we can't even be physically on the places. So I wonder if you have any, it's just a thought. I don't know if this is a question per se, but I couldn't agree more with you. So I wonder if you have any comments specifically about this question of, you know, the making and the cameras and how you're reflecting on this.
Yeah, I think there's like different reflections that happen in the videos that I made. They are thinking processes, we can say, and they are actually my thinking processes that I start from somewhere and I kind of think through making these images and then add new things and think through those additions. So like literally I'm thinking through images through making these videos. As you say, my camera seems to recognize people, but also in other videos as well, like the tools are questions. You can even say in Save Max Amount of Time to Lau, the like positioning of the spectator is questioned. Like spectator is not sitting and watching the projected image anymore. In quite critical moments, and the image gazes back, for example, uses its sound in a different way, that the sound travels, saying these are the tools that we're using. And yeah, I do totally agree with those comments.
Yeah, I think you're certainly on a path, right? I'm really excited to see what you're going to be doing with these workshops. I just wanted to finish by especially thanking Michael Pattison for the invitation. It's been wonderful to have this opportunity to work with Velid once more, even more deeper. And I'm totally honored to be part of Alchemy and be able to present this program, especially because this program was from last year. And we had to rework it and rethink it for this. And it was a great opportunity to come back to the material and think through it in the times that we're in. So thank you so much to the festival and to Michael, especially for this invitation.
Yeah, thank you for the festival and to Michael. And it's always such a great pleasure to talk with you, Malmudena.